29 of July 2020. Part 30. Become apostles of my fatherly goodness. We heard yesterday what significance it has for the Lord that the Heavenly Father is glorified. Jesus, of course, did it perfectly. But also we humans are called to glorify God in the way that corresponds to our vocation. We should sincerely search for it and let the Spirit of the Lord show it to us. We only have the short time of life to manifest His glory in the light of God on earth, which is often enough a veil of tears. There is no time to lose to put one's life on the scales of love and let oneself be inflamed by the Spirit of the Lord. Our Father expresses it in this way. If I desire anything this time, it is this, a growing fervor in the zeal of the righteous. This would bring about a true and lasting conversion of sinners, as well as the return of the prodigal sons to their father's house. This is especially true for the Jews, as well as for all the others who are also my creatures and children. Those who have apostatized from the church or from the faith, the Freemasons, the pitiable unbelievers, the godless, the blasphemers, and the various sects and secret societies. Whether opportune or inconvenient, the whole world should know that there is one God and Creator. This God, who appeals to their ignorance in two ways, is unknown to them. They do not even know that I am their Father. This text also makes it clear that we should not be intimidated by the force of unbelief, by secret societies and dark plans, by the devil's view of seduction and destructive fury. Let us not concern ourselves too much with these areas far from God, lest we slacken our zeal and allow ourselves to be tied down by these powers. It is enough for us to be vigilant and to equip ourselves with the spiritual armor described by St. Paul in Ephesians 6. One of the spiritual weapons is a proclamation of the gospel. In our context of the Book of the Father, this is what it means. You who listen to me, believe me when you read these words. If all the people who are far from our Catholic Church would hear about this Father who loves them and is their Creator and is God, if you would tell them about this Father who wants to give them eternal life, a great part of these people would come home to their Father, among them even the most stubborn. If you cannot go directly to them and speak to them in this way, then look for other means. There are thousands of direct and indirect ways. Put them into practice with a spirit of true discipleship and with great zeal. I promise you that by my grace your efforts will be soon rewarded with great success. Become apostles of my fatherly goodness. The seal I give you enables you to exert a strong and great influence on souls. In proclaiming the love of our Father, we enter into the inmost spirit of the mission entrusted to Jesus by the Father. Or to say it in another way, we receive His deepest heart's desire, His everlasting gaze upon the Father who sent Him. This helps us to accomplish everything in Conspectu Dei, and we can be sure of the presence of God in all missionary activities. So we hear the Father again. I will always be with you and in you. Where there are two of you and you talk to each other, I will be with you. When there are more of you, I will be in your midst. In this way you will speak what I am giving you, and I will encourage the listeners to be ready to take in what I am saying. In this way people will be won over by love and saved for all eternity. So two divine motives are joined together. Coming from the heart of the Redeemer should inspire our zeal and make it lasting. One is the glorification of God by making Him known as He really is and proclaiming his fatherly love to all people. Secondly, the salvation of people from eternal damnation and the invitation to live a life in true knowledge of God and in accordance with his will. In addition, with regard to our Father himself, his desire to fill us with his love, his thirst for us, his desire to share with us all that he wants to give to his children. All this is reason enough to let ourselves be moved by the Spirit of the Lord to become apostles of his fatherly goodness. The reward that awaits us is immeasurable. Already in this life, a great peace will be able to enter our hearts. The presence of the Lord transforms our life, making it essential and fruitful. But the fullness will only be given to us in eternity, and our reward will be God himself. The more we respond to his love, the closer we will be able to be with him.
The communion verse we will listen to today says, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life."
Seculum seculi laudabus.